on Your Mind is on location today at the Fargo Air Museum. Their big silent auction and gala is coming up on the 4th of April, so we wanted to make sure that was on your calendar. We also wanted to tell you about their 2014 raffle. $50 a ticket, and you get a chance at a grand prize, 2014 Ford F-150 4x4, which is on display right here. And also a Honda Rancher 4x4 ATV. The second prize is a P-51 Mustang Flight. Third prize is a Browning X-Bolt 243 rifle. Fourth prize is a Winchester semi-automatic 12-gauge shotgun. And the fifth prize is a $500 cash prize. So that's a nice deal they're doing. And this is just a wonderful, wonderful facility. We love being at the Fargo Air Museum, and we actually are going to be talking with some of the folks today about why membership is important, all the great history that's here, and really looking forward to finding out more about what's happening at the Fargo Air Museum, where they're growing, lots happening. And a good way for you to find out all about it is just be at that celebrity auction and dinner on Friday, the 4th of April. The social and silent auction is at 5, the dinner is at 7, the live auction at 7:30. And it's just a fun place. I mean, I could get lost in here for hours looking at all the aircrafts and all the stories and all the great things that are happening. Mark the Freedom Poet is here, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the news headlines for you today. We're also going to meet, as I mentioned, some members of the Fargo Air Museum staff, including the new director, Scott Fletcher, Helen O'Connor, who's the associate director of the Air Museum. They'll all be here today on the program. In our 9 o'clock hour, we have some open phone time. I think we found something that we agree with President Obama on, Mark.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that something?
He's enlightened.
How about that? President Barack Obama
bisonaniac.
has picked the Bison to upset the Sooners tonight in that NCAA March Madness game tonight.
They're tearing down his statue in Tulsa right now.
You think so? Yeah.
In Oklahoma City, yeah.
How do you think he made those selections, Mark?
Well, I don't know. He follows sports a lot. I think I heard that he spends a lot of time watching. He just loves sports. He's interested in it. He probably did it like everybody else, you know, looking however much knowledge they have. And, of course, you always have some of your favorites. And I saw just a piece of his pick. I know that he picked Michigan State to go away. I didn't see how it ended up. But did anybody see how the president projected that the thing with the March Madness would end?
I just was kind of envisioning the dilemma in an Oklahoma-North Dakota State matchup for the following reason. Two red states, right?
Right.
I'm just wondering if, you know, okay, red state, blue state, I'm going with the blue state. But in that case, he could.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if he let that go into his calculus, because there's more Congress seats in Oklahoma than there are in North Dakota, for example.
Right. Yeah. Maybe we could think better of him that he uses politics as part of his barometer for selecting his March Madness picks. But I think we better just focus on the fact that we agree with him, and and we're pretty darn happy about that. So anyway, we'll chat about that. Pat Traynor is going to be here today. We had I forget if it was a call or an email. I think it might have been an email from a listener that loved donating to a particular charity, but they said, you know, do charities ever meet their goal? In other words, do you ever donate to a charity in hopes that they cure a disease or solve a particular problem, whatever that is, and then ultimately they attain the goal and the need goes away? And it was kind of an interesting question, and so we asked Pat Traynor to join us. Pat is the president of the Dakota Medical Foundation and also the Impact Give Back organization. They do a lot of really good work with charities where they take them to school, for lack of a better term, to make sure that their administrative costs are low, that their fundraising is doing well, and really put them through a certification process. And what I love about it is when you give to a charity that has that Impact Foundation seal of approval on it, you know that they've been put through this particular tenets of the program, and that they're making sure the most amount of your money that you donate for a particular cause actually gets to meet the need. But I thought it was an interesting question to say, does the need ever stop for any
I remember
year.
As a kid, the March of Dimes was such a monster ideal. Everybody was saving dimes to stop polio because it was such a scourge. And that was a great victory. March of Dimes didn't close doors, though. They turned from the fight against polio to other childhood and, you know, preborn diseases and stuff. But I'm sure their funding dropped. That was their goal, to stop polio, and they got everybody in America involved. And it was a great victory.
Indeed. So we're going to talk with Pat Traynor a little bit about that today. Welcome your calls as well. We're also going to chat with Stu Bass. Stu is a World War II vet. The plane he flew is right in front of me here. Not the actual plane, but, you know, the model. And so we're going to talk with him a little bit about that. We love World War II veterans. And he'll be the star of this year's celebrity auction at the Fargo Air Museum, so we're looking forward to that. And Sherry Heyer is going to be here. This is a celebrity auction, and this event is one of her passions. So we look forward to talking with Sherry, who's the co-chair of the celebrity auction at the Fargo Air Museum. Again, hope that's on your calendar for the 4th of April. Check that out. By the way, did you see some snow is coming?
Snow is coming.
Northern Valley, as much as 6 inches of snow, Mark.
Oh,
here you thought winter was over.
Grievous.
As we headed into the back stretch of March. You thought that winter was going to be done, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes, I did. And then I woke up.
Today is the official...
Foggy today, though. Maybe too foggy to fly today.
It might be.
Couldn't wear... I was shocked how foggy it was.
It is. Some dense fog out there. So do be careful if you need to be. So, I know we've had a lot of news nationally about this plane. And now Australia, evidently, had a press conference in the middle of the night saying they found some significant amounts of debris, checking two objects in the search for this plane. Military search planes flying over a remote part of the Indian Ocean on Thursday, hunting for debris. And probably the best lead so far, they're saying, in finding the missing Malaysian Airlines flight. Four planes were checking to see if two large objects spotted in satellite imagery bobbing in the ocean were debris from Flight 370 that disappeared March 8 with 239 people on board.
We got some audio, too, Scott, on this plane thing.
All right, let's see what we have. Go ahead and roll that.
Go ahead, Chris.
The objects are relatively indistinct on the imagery. I don't profess to be an expert in assessing the imagery, but those who are expert indicate they are credible sightings. The indication to me is of objects that are a reasonable size and probably awash with water moving up and down out of the surface.
In the Indian Ocean.
All right.
Pretty exactly sure right. The Aussies have found the plane.
And that would be nice, if for no other reason, so I don't have to see these poor family members wailing at these press conferences, not getting enough information. Isn't that just painful?
It's just raw and horrifying. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, no, I feel awful for family members, and they, of course, want answers, and there are no answers. And so, anyway, that's... a story we're watching as well. And Brad Wimmer, Fargo City Commission member, who previously had said, I don't want to be a candidate for mayor because Denny Wallacher wants the job again, has changed his mind. A lot of folks have come to Brad and said, you got to run. And he is accepting the challenge. So today he will announce officially at 9:30 this morning at the Fargo Theater that he is a candidate for mayor in Fargo. Which sets up, a campaign for one, because Mayor Denny Wallacher had said previously he had no plans to really campaign. Wasn't going to buy ads or, you know, billboards or do campaign brochures. And said in today's forum story on this, I hadn't planned on doing effective campaigning, but guess I now have to.
And what's interesting is Wimmer said the public kind of drove me to it. I've had many, many approach and ask me if I'd reconsider, you know, I'll tell you what, folks, if you really care about somebody and think they have the wisdom to do a political job, you have no idea how powerful you ask them to do that. Most people wouldn't even think of running unless they'd have someone else encourage them. You know, we had one of the speakers on Saturday, Cindy Pugh, said she had her phone lit up, and she resisted it for a long time. But at some point, if you think somebody's really the ticket, tell them, because there's a tipping point at which they'll say, well, that feels like maybe I can build an organization with out of these people, you know. And a lot of times they'll turn around and say, well, will you help me then?
Exactly right. I think that what it says is some folks want change in the Fargo community. So without question there. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with our guest from the Fargo Air Museum. Live today on a What's on Your Mind Thursday edition. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What's not to love about half off? Half off anything. 50% off. That's right. Slash it in half. That's the deal now through the end of April at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. You've heard me talk about this for years for good reason. This place is fabulous. You can truly relax. They have the Coppadora Veda Spa. We're going to take 50% off any spa treatment at Chase on the Lake now through the end of April. 50% off any room. Whatever you need, three-bedroom condotel, all the way down to a single king room, and every room is fantastic at Chase on the Lake. 50% off private bowling. You can have some fun at the Chasers Bowling Alley. Our family loves it. Crank up the jukebox. Have a great time. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your entire stay. That entire deal, 50% off the room, the spa treatment, the bowling, and free breakfast every day, any Sunday through Thursday. Promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We're at the Fargo Air Museum today with What's on Your Mind. A couple of reasons for us to be here. One, we'd love for you to come out here, if you haven't, and just take in this wonderful treasure of Fargo and really soak in some of the great history that's here. Education, preservation, restoration, their three main goals. They have the celebrity dinner and auction that's coming up on Friday, April 4th. That's getting here fast. That's the 6th annual celebrity auction and dinner, which is a great time. They do a 5 p.m. social and silent auction, 7 p.m. dinner, and then a live auction with some great events. And while you're here, make sure you pick up a ticket for that raffle. I'm a sucker for raffles. Can't beat it. $50 a ticket, only 3,500 tickets sold, and a whole host of great prizes, including the grand prize, a 2014 Ford F-150. 4x4 XLT crew cab. Just took a look at it. It's sharp. Sharp red, and
black leather interior, and it also comes with a Honda Rancher FA420 4x4 ATV. So those are great as well. And as I mentioned, we're going to be chatting with some of the folks from the Fargo Air Museum, so you'll learn a little bit more about this little virtual tour on the radio. Scott Fletcher is the new director of the Fargo Air Museum. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, how long have you been here?
I've been here about 5 weeks.
You are new.
I'm very new, yes.
Great. Tell us a little bit about what excites you most about the Fargo Air Museum.
Well, actually, the history that goes on in the North Dakota history. So you come in here and you see some of the aircraft and some of the pilots, the World War II veterans. We have a lot of veterans that come in through the doors on a daily basis, and just to hear their stories, and they bring in different artifacts and pieces for us to show and to put up in display. So when you sit down and you talk with these individuals, you know, over time, it's pretty neat. Era that they've been in, and it's kind of nice to hear and listen and see them and visit with them.
Where do you get the displays here? We just took a little quick tour around here, and there's just one great story after another go back to. And here's, I'm looking at an aircraft, a J-1 from 1917, for crying out loud, up through a screaming jet over there. Where do the aircraft come from?
Well, from donations. And we've got some board members that own a few of the fly. But what's unique about our museum, it's a flying museum. So probably about 80% of the aircraft that you're looking at here in the museum actually flies. And you can see that they're getting ready with the TBM over here. They're doing a check on it because they're getting ready to take it out and fly it here within the next week. So that's a World War II bird.
Yeah, World War II bird. And we're actually going to talk a little later on in the program with someone that's flown it.
Yep.
In the war.
Yep, Stu Bass.
Yeah, looking forward to that conversation. But there's helicopters, there's all kinds of planes, there's just a lot to see here. And probably most importantly, just an opportunity to pull some stories out of veterans, right?
Yeah, you'll enjoy Stu's stories. They're very interesting.
Yeah, looking forward to that for
yep.
sure. So if folks have never been here before, just kind of give us a little walkthrough virtual tour of what they find.
Well, when you come in, we've got different pieces, but most of it's the aircraft. We've got a Corsair. We've got the TBM. They're back from the 1940s. We also have the T-28 Trojan. They come from the 1940s. L-39 corporate, it's more of a jet. They call it the businessman's corporate jet. It's two-seater. It'll get up there and do about 550, 560 miles an hour. So if you want to fly it, we have one individual that's with the museum that's checked out on it. So it's kind of fun. It's more of a fighter jet type of bird. And actually, it's a fighter plane that's used over into Europe and Asia a little bit. So, and it's this one's a 1981, and it's in great shape, mint condition.
Pretty extraordinary. What are the long-term goals for the museum?
Well, ours is for a five-year strategic plan. We want to go ahead in here and make it a real showroom. We're going to get the floors redone here soon. And then we want to bring in different artifacts. We're working with the Smithsonian down in D.C. right now. And we're going to do some land and lease and pieces that we're going to change out. So we're hoping to get that accomplished here within the next couple of months.
How does that work when you do a deal with Smithsonian? And do you exchange things? Do you borrow them? How does it work?
Yeah, well, it's a lease, kind of. We've got some pieces. We just had another aircraft that was donated. We got the paperwork finalized just the other day. It's a Grand 51. And really what it is you can see our P-51 we have over in the corner. There's not of those out there in the world anymore. And this Grand 51 is kind of like a kit for a P-51. So you see that one's made out of aluminum, steel, and et cetera. It's a solid plane from World War II. This one out here that we've got that we just got donated is more of a fiberglass piece. So it looks just like it, but it's a kit. And so that was donated, and we're looking forward to bringing that in.
That is really neat. Yeah. Do you end up with more people that want to? I mean, do you have more requests to put things in the museum than you have space for?
Yes. Yeah. The artifacts is the piece. We put in for a grant through the state of North Dakota recently to update and get more display cases, because we've got a lot of artifacts that we've got in storage right now that we want to bring out and really display and really the history of North Dakota.
And folks should know that the Fargo Air Museum is open. It's, something you can come take in, soak in, and take as much time as you like. Tell us a little bit about how many visitors you have every year.
Well, we have about, the summer months is very busy for us. And last year we had about 10,000 visitors come through our doors in May, June, July, and August. So here in Fargo. which I thought was quite well.
Yeah.
And, you know, the visibility is a big piece for us. We are adding a whole new addition. I don't know if you saw the hangar being built right next to us. So we've got other aircraft that you don't see here in the museum that are actually in storage that we're going to bring out. And that's what our mission is for preservation, restoration, and then the education portion. So we're trying to get younger kids into education. We've got a few grants through that to where we can educate young kids. We have a plane camp coming up here in June. We're finalizing the dates here real soon, and you'll see that out. But it'll start from probably about 9-year-old to about 16-year-olds, two camps.
What is a plane camp?
Where would they come in, and they'll spend a week with us, like going to school. And we'll educate them on aviation. We're planning two field trips. One will head down to Thief River Falls and Northern Community Technical College. Down there, they'll learn the A&P side, which is the aircraft, the maintenance side. And then we're planning on taking a trip up to Grand Forks Air Force Base. And we're going to talk with Northrop Grumman up there about the UAS version. And they'll get to see a Global Hawk, and we'll also talk to CBP.
Very interesting.
Yep.
So far, those are all in use. You can't put one on display, right? Any of the Global Hawks?
Well, actually, if you go down to Northland, they've got one on display down there. It's a full-scale model of a Block 10, and it's a pretty sharp aircraft. Yep. And, yes, I'm trying to see if they'll donate that over in this direction here.
So. What's the oldest aircraft you have here?
I would say it's probably the TBM over here, the World War II, the one that we'll highlight here.
Pretty amazing. And that thing's getting ready to fly. How often does it fly?
It depends. It depends on who wants to take it out. It gets pretty expensive with the fuel and everything. But this one hasn't been flown for a while. So they're doing that. They're going to take it down, do an annual on it, and get it ready to go. But the P-51 goes out often, real often.
That's really neat. Scott Fletcher, the new director of the Fargo Air Museum. We're going to chat a little bit with Helen O'Connor, the associate director of the Fargo Air Museum as well, and talk more about this treasure that really is preserving so much great history and an opportunity to learn about some of the great moments in defending this wonderful country. It's a wonderful place. And, again, I would encourage everyone to take in the 6th Annual Celebrity Auction and Dinner on Friday, April 4th, 5 p.m. social and silent auction, 7 p.m. dinner, and then the live auction at 7:30. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Appreciate you joining us. Talk with Helen here in just a little bit. And a little later on in the program, we're going to talk with Stu Bass about flying that TBM. Look forward to that as well. World War II vet. Always appreciate those opportunities right here on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is What's on Your Mind, the preview hour. We're live at the Fargo Air Museum today, celebrating this treasure that does so many good things in education, preservation, and restoration. And they have a big celebrity dinner and auction coming up. They have a raffle that's going on through October. And, of course, they have, just an opportunity to learn and see and celebrate so many great things in our nation's aviation history every single day at the Fargo Air Museum. Hope you'll check that out. All right, some open phone time coming up at the top of the hour. Do you think the Bison will win tonight in March Madness? The president does. President Obama. I finally found something I agree with President Obama on, that the Bison are going to win tonight. Let's see if any others agree. We're going to talk about that. Pat Trainer will be here, president of the Dakota Medical Foundation. We're going to talk a little bit about, this actually was prompted by an email that came from a listener, about giving to a charity all of his life and not really understanding why the need never ends. So we're going to talk a little bit about that with someone that knows charities really well. Look forward to that conversation. That's at the bottom of the hour. And then Stu Bass is going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour. Stu is a World War II vet, and the plane that he flew in World War II, a TBM, is here at the Fargo Air Museum. So look forward to that. Sherry Heyer, also co-chair of the celebrity auction of the Fargo Air Museum, will be here as well coming up in just a little bit. Right now, we're pleased to be joined by Helen O'Connor. Helen is the Associate Director of the Fargo Air Museum. How are you, Helen?
Good. How are you today, Scott?
Wonderful. Good to see you.
You as well. Thank you for coming out to the museum.
It's a busy time, isn't it?
It is a busy time. The gala is a celebrity auction, is a major event for the Fargo Air Museum. This is our sixth annual event, and along with the raffle, we just keep moving.
And I tell you what, there's not much left in the way of space for the gala, which tells you it is a popular event. We're going to tell you about some of the things they'll have up for auction, which is always a fun part of the evening. What's your favorite part, Helen, of the Fargo Air Museum? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, there's too many to say just a favorite. You know, we've got so many wonderful volunteers out here. You mentioned Stu Bass earlier. Stu's been here volunteering since the museum opened. The visitors that come through are from all across the United States. We've got about 30, 40 different countries represented of visitors that come through. The rotation of exhibits, the airplanes. Of course, I love the airplanes, so.
Yeah, and it must be fun just to watch people come and see these stories, really, which, you know, they're all, every plane tells a story, right?
That's right. Each of the aircraft we have in here has a story. We rotate the exhibits, so different times a year we may have a special exhibit that comes in with its own unique story. You know, what's fun, talk about the visitors, what's fun is to watch the children when they come in the front door, because they just come in and, ooh, and their eyes get big and they're practically screaming. They're just very exciting.
Now, the Fargo Air Museum's expanding. There's a wing that's going on right next to another hangar. Talk a little bit about the expansion. What's next for the Fargo Air Museum?
Well, we are currently under construction with Phase 2 of the Fargo Air Museum, which will be the Beck Odegaard Wing. Jerry Beck and Robert Odegaard were two of the founding members of our Air Museum, and Warbird restores several of the aircraft in here were built by them. Hopefully will be completed this spring. Phase 2 is going to be a building very similar to the one that we're sitting in now, our first building. And eventually Phase 3 will be our grand entrance that will tie everything together, house our library, our retail store, the offices, et cetera. So our fundraising, the proceeds from the raffle and the proceeds from the celebrity auction dinner go to our building fund. And in our capital campaign, we're pretty just about there for completion of the Beck Odegaard wing, and we're raising our funds to get started on phase three.
And we should give another plug for this great raffle, because you've got some incredible items here. $50 a ticket. You're going to limit the tickets sold to 3,500, and then draw later this fall for these great prizes. But tell us about some of the great prizes you have lined up for the raffle.
Well, we've got this year's raffle has a 2014 Ford F-150 Super Crew Cab, and included with that pickup is a 2014 Honda Rancher ATV. So it's a package deal. The their pickup rides like a dream. I've had the fun of taking it around to a few events. The second prize is a once-in-a-lifetime experience to get a ride in the P-51 Mustang. The Mustang was a fighter aircraft, the hero of World War II. We've got the Browning rifle. We've got a Winchester shotgun. There's $500 cash. In addition, we've got five $100 cash prizes that will be given out, and some memberships to the Fargo Air Museum. So limited to 3,500 tickets. Yeah, it's a pretty good. We've got about 30 prizes out there, and it's been a very fun fundraising event. Last year, this is our third annual. The first year we gave away an airplane, Scott.
Oh, my.
Cessna 182. And the wonderful part about that is the gentleman who won it was from Jamestown, North Dakota, who went on to get his pilot's license. So we got somebody else in the industry. Last year we had a Boss 302 limited edition Mustang. So each year the prize gets a little bit better, a little bit grander.
That's neat, and that's an important part of expanding the Fargo Air Museum and lifting this all off, right?
It is a very important part of our fundraising efforts. And, you know, I do want to say thank you to Luther Ford. They've been very good in helping us with this raffle, both the 2013 and the 2014 raffle. We've got good community support at the Air Museum. It's really become a gem in our community, a foothold of places and attractions that you need to see.
And I guess we haven't said this, but I always assume people know where it's at, but we have listeners out west, too. If you do come to the Fargo Air Museum, right across from the Fargo Dome, probably the best benchmark for folks, but not hard to find. You take 19th Avenue off of I-29 and head east, and right across from the Fargo Dome. Although today that might be tough to find because of the fog, but
yeah.
Most days it's pretty easy. See that big expansive glass and look right in off of 19th on all the beautiful displays here.
That's correct. The official address is 1609 19th Avenue North.
And you also are looking for members that are part of this all year long, right?
That's right. You know, part of our ongoing ability to sustain the museum is our membership program. And memberships are available for families. It's a very inexpensive entertainment for a family. Throughout the course of the year, you can come out as often as you like. We've got senior memberships, military memberships, dual memberships, you and your spouse. But the sustaining annual membership gives us a base point to plan our activities around. And I said it gives you a discount in the gift shop. We rotate our exhibits frequently, so when there's a change out, you can just come in, spend 5 minutes, or spend the whole day.
Sounds good. Helen, thanks for the update, and look forward to lots of fun today as we tell more folks about the Fargo Air Museum. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it. Mark, you ready for some sports for us here today on What's on Your Mind Preview Hour?
Sure. There I am.
There you are.
Yeah. Here I am. Yeah, I'm so... I think I'm going to call Putin. Excuse me. I saw an interesting cartoon of Putin going golfing, and his caddy was Obama. I wonder if that was a true story. Might have been tongue-in-cheek or jest, I don't know. But I'm proud of Obama for seeing the light about the bison. And folks, so the president, and I think this is the first time I've ever agreed with him about anything. In my first bracket, I've got the Bison beating Oklahoma. How about the rest of you? Did you see the Timberwolves last night? The Timberwolves are 5.5 games behind Memphis and the Dallas Mavericks, who, you know, won the world championship a couple of years ago, or a few years ago. We were behind by 7 points with a couple of minutes left, and we played unbelievably well. Ricky Rubio arguably had the best game of his professional career as he got a triple-double. 22 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists. Tremendous effort. In the last minute of play, Love did a tremendous fake. His defender got up in the air. Then he jumped and shot a three, which, of course, didn't go anywhere because he was crushed. And he went to the charity line and made three free throws in a row. It's like the kind of thing kids dream of. And they tied him up. And then he got the last shot in 17 seconds left in overtime to win by 1 point over the Dallas Mavericks. But now, tomorrow night, they have even a tougher Texas foe. The record of Houston is like 20 games over 500 and already a lock in the playoffs. But with 16 games remaining, the Timberwolves have to win at least 12, I would say, because they've got to pass both Memphis, either Memphis and or Dallas to make the eight teams that go on to the playoffs. On the other hand, the Wild are showing signs of gelling with all of their new players and their whole team and their health, looking great. They went to the Islanders not last night, the night before, and matched their all-time record. Shutout, 6-0. Tremendous, tremendous performance. Now, Parisi is going back to Jersey tonight, and he probably isn't going to be too welcome there. But Molson went back to the Islanders and scored 2 goals. We have our Wild team really, on given nights, they're just the best. You know, they've had some, they've lost a few games in shootouts and stuff like that. But the Wild, Zach Parise, Mikael Granlund, and Jason Pommaville line has got 15 goals and 49 points in the last 14 games. Pommaville is riding a 6-game point streak. And then Koivu's coming off a 3-assist game, and he is now the leading scorer in Wild history with 438. So congratulations to our captain, who is on the second line with Molson. So we got scoring from all four lines in the last week or so. Beautiful, beautiful team. The Twins got some very encouragement on yesterday's game, even though they lost. Gibson, struggling for a chance to make the rotation, pitched like a champ for 4 innings, and then he came in, and he hadn't given up a run. And his catcher said, Pinto said, I want to have a certain pitch. He said, he wanted a fastball away, and I wanted to go slider down. I should have listened to him. You know, it's kind of nice giving props to the catcher. So he Gibson shook his head and pitched what he wanted to throw, and boom, Adams crushed it. So the Twins lost, but they're looking good. And that means that his preseason earned run average is 2.7. Deduno, another guy that's erratic but great and fast, he has got a 2.19 ERA. So we've got a nice-looking pitching staff. You know, last year we were giving up 5 runs a game. But we're going to be back with more of What's on Your Mind program and Scott Hannon in just a few minutes, live from that amazing flight museum in Fargo.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Museum today. I'm looking at a beautiful, beautiful piece of artwork that Karen Bakke has done that is going to be one of the auction items coming up on the 6th Annual Celebrity Auction Dinner Friday, April 4th. And here to tell us a little bit about all the items that will be up for bid is Courtney Fisick, who is the Associate Director here at the Fargo Air Museum. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thank you. That's a beauty.
It is. She worked very hard on it.
And it's actually the TBM in the air, and Lieutenant Bass right there at the helm. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yep, it's Stuart Bass. He's our famous volunteer here from World War II. The theme of the auction this year is the TBM, so we're kind of featuring Stu since he was a pilot of the TBMs. So Karen Bakke did a 4-foot by 7-foot painting with acrylic and oil, and that's going to be the grand finale thing that you can auction off on the live auction.
She does great work.
It's amazing.
Yeah, what I love most about it is the prop. You can see the prop whirring. I mean, it's, you know, obviously a piece of art, but it's almost like a photo because you're seeing the prop.
Yep, and that's actually Stu Bass when he was younger.
How about that?
Yeah. Good-looking guy.
Yeah, exactly right. Still is.
Yes, he is.
So what other items have you got up for bid?
Well, we're also going to do a big green egg. We're going to do some Moose Peterson prints. He's a famous aviation photographer. We have some Patrick Shannon of the Forest Edge Gallery pieces. We have a lot of pieces by Chainsaw Man. We have a signed NDSU football.
There you go.
Championship football.
There you go.
Yeah. A John Deere gun safe. So we have a lot of big ticket items.
That's fun. So there's a silent auction, there's a live auction, all part of the big night.
All big night, yep.
Sounds good. And you do a lot of events throughout the year. There was a neat one coming up about Howard Hughes. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. Retired Major General Mark Muzak did some research. He wrote a book. It's called Boxes, The Secret Life of Howard Hughes. And he's going around the country right now giving presentations and doing book signings, talking about his 7 years of research that he had been doing to write the book about the secret life of Howard Hughes. And those are some fun events that we do here at the Fargo Air Museum.
So when is that event happening?
That is Saturday, April 12th at 11 a.m. It's free for members, so that's totally an incentive to be a member of the Fargo Air Museum.
Exactly.
Yep. Otherwise, it's regular admission applies.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. And what are the hours of the museum?
Well, during the week, we're not open on Mondays in the wintertime. But Tuesday through Friday, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, we're open from 9 to 5, and Sunday, it's noon to 4.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And what does it cost to be a member?
For an individual, it's only $35, and we do duals and families, and family is $60. So anywhere between $35 and $60 for the year. It's an annual membership.
It's a great cause, folks, for sure. Hope you become a member. Hope you take in all the events. Sixth Annual Celebrity Auction and Dinner is Friday, April 4th. Another way to help is buy a raffle ticket. A lot of ways to help, and just come on out and support the Fargo Air Museum. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you for having me.
Courtney Fisick is the Associate Director here in charge of communications for the Fargo Air Museum. And we're going to chat with more folks, including the co-chairs of the big auction. We're going to talk with Karen about this beautiful painting. And we're going to talk with Stu, a World War II vet, live today on the program. So we look forward to that as well. Coming up, Mark. I can't believe
Hello,
you agree.
Sir.
I can't believe you agree with President Obama. This is just a momentous day.
This is the first time I've ever agreed with him about everything.
Yes, isn't that something?
And you know, I think my blood pressure went down. It's better, like Abraham Lincoln said, when you agree with a feller, stand with him, and when he's wrong, step aside. So
there you
this
go.
Would be the first time, you know, and. And I actually picked the Bison to win on my little brackets.
I did as well.
Not all the way to the finals, though, I have to say.
I gave him two victories, though. I gave him two victories.
I did, too.
Indeed. Yeah. 28 degrees right now in Fargo. Foggy out there. 50 is where the high will be today, but enjoy it while it lasts, because tomorrow, yuck. Some snow rolling in, 35 degrees under cloudy skies with a precip tomorrow. Saturday, sun will peak out, but it'll be cooler, 19 degrees, 28 then on Sunday as well. Let's check things out in the patch for you. 30 in Tioga this hour, 48 will be there, 19 the over. Tomorrow, actual thunderstorm activity, because much warmer, 48 degrees. So they don't get the snow out west, but they will get the precip still, 48 degrees, and that'll be the high. Nighttime, 19 for a low. Friday, going to cool off like everywhere else, 19 degrees under cloudy skies. Saturday, 21 with a little bit of sunshine, and Sunday, 28 degrees. So 32 in Williston at this hour, Watford City at 28, Newtown at 28, Stanley's at 30 degrees, Columbus, North Dakota is 30 degrees. Back in the east here, 21 and partly cloudy right now in Grand Forks. Hillsboro at 23, Grafton at 23, Kindred 28 degrees, Breckenridge and Wahpeton 28, Fergus Falls 24, Detroit Lakes 21, Thief River Falls 21 degrees. Up in Warroad, it's only 5 above. Figure that out. A little cold up there at the lake today. Watertown, South Dakota, 24. 24 in Sioux Falls, Aberdeen at 21 degrees at this hour. And the fog, really, where it's causing a bit of a problem. I don't have much fog in Grand Forks, but Fargo has got a lot of fog right now. And it is pretty dense fog. They're saying it's not going to lift until about after 10 this morning. So we'll have that for a while. 28 degrees, and again, 50-degree day today, but looks like tomorrow the snow, especially Northern Valley, could be as much as 6 inches of snow up north. Something to watch rather close.
Maybe a couple.
All right, coming
here.
Up. Yeah, what are they saying? Yeah, most 3 in the Southern Valley, I think. So not quite as bad. Yeah. All right. Do you agree with President Obama? That's the question to start the program here when we come up. Joined by K-Fire and KCJB and KLTC next on What's On Your Mind. Plus lots of great guests. We're live today at the Fargo Air Museum. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.